one heartbeat away your journey into eternity. Joining us now is pastor evangelist Mark Cahill. Over 100,000 copies of One Heartbeat Away are in print. We're going to walk through his entire book the coming 8 to 10 weeks. Pastor Mark, welcome to the What's Up program.
Thanks, Pastor Terry. Thanks for having me back on, and thanks to your faithful audience that not just listens to Christian radio, but listens and obeys when the Lord tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, that you have obedient listeners doing that. I hope.
Well, the commission says that we are to go and to share the gospel. George Barna says that here in the Houston area, 70% to 80% of our neighbors don't attend church more than 4 times a year. They don't have a regular church home. But yet 90% of the 90% would respond positively to a question. Hey, will you come and meet me at church? Hey, will you come to my church? Or hey, come visit our church. The majority would attend the church if the requester would just say, Mark, this is what George Barner says. Hey, Mark, do you attend church? No, I don't really have. Well, I'll tell you what. If I pick you up Sunday, you know, can I pick you up about 9 o'clock? Sunday school starts about 9:15 or Bible study. 90%, they may not say yes, but 90% would respond in a positive way to that request. Did you know that?
Well, what's interesting about that, Terry, which is so true, is that, you know, we have to remember churches for saved people to train up believers in Jesus Christ, and then we go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the thing is, there are people who know they were born again but have decided to walk away from church. Those people will be so receptive to that invitation. But what I do with lost people is I don't invite them to church. I invite them to lunch. I invite them to dinner. I invite them to let's go walk and talk for an hour. Because, see, with lost people, they are very, very open. You know, you go to the Middle East and there's 2 and 3 hour meals, and so much happens over the breaking of bread together, and I always buy the meal for the person. So no matter what happens when they go home, they know they got blessed tonight, they had a good meal, someone else paid for it, and they got some truth over that dinner table. So we have to be about the business of getting involved in people's lives. You just said my book is One Heartbeat Away has done over 100,000 copies. What I just found out is when we put the little insignia on there that says over 100,000 copies, the gentleman told me who did my cover, that's called an interruption. You take your regular cover and then you interrupt it with something that says over 100,000 copies in print. It hit me so hard right there. Goodness, Terry, that's our job. Our job is to walk through life and interrupt someone's life today that just wants to cheer on the Houston Texans or the Astros or just wants to go to work or just is going through the motions of life. We interrupt their life with a question, a track booklet, a book, and the next thing you know, God takes that interruption and makes that interruption grow in their life.
Well, you know, most people would ask someone about their salvation or their standing with God, but they don't know how. Maybe they missed out on Evangelism Explosion or Master's Life or the other studies on how to present the gospel. What I find in One Heartbeat Away is that you give, may I say, down-to-earth examples that anyone from the fifth grade, fourth grade, third grade, through you know, somebody that's 90 can use. And let me just start with this. You use in the very first page a very good example. Hey, Pastor Mark, how many times is your heartbeat every day?
My heart beats, and the normal heart beats, about 100,000 times a day. And that's an amazing thing to think about, that this human body that God created is going to beat 100,000 heartbeats every day. And as I just turned 44, and how many heartbeats would that be? But I am rest assured of one thing. I don't know how many heartbeats I'm going to get in this lifetime, but I do know there's going to be a final one.
A final one. And so I, you know, when I go to Walmart and I'm standing in the long line, or I'm at I go down to Taste of Texas and I'm sitting there on the bench waiting to be seated, and they tell me I got a 50-minute wait, and I'm not near the TV to watch the Astros, well, they're not on, or the Cowboys, I don't know how they're going to do next week, so it'll be interesting without AD,
right.
Adrian Peters. But I could sit there and turn to somebody and say, man, I feel my heart. I wonder how many times my heart beats. Hey, stranger, how many times is your heartbeat every day? And they may or may not know, probably won't know the answer. And then I could literally share with them my heartbeats, everybody's heartbeats, somewhere around 100,000 times a day? But then I can also conclude with, someday your heart is going to beat for the last time. Is that what you use?
Yeah, that's a great opening, because everybody, it's fun to watch people guess that question, because everyone wants to guess, and no one's ever close to it and stuff like that. And that's just an easy opening, because we all think about this physical body as we're doing exercise, trying to stay healthy, eating, trying to stay healthy. We will hook ourselves to machines way late in our life just to stay that heart keep beating. We'll go to exercise places to keep the heart beating. But no matter who you are, rich or poor, black or white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. You're going to take a last heartbeat.
This past weekend, you were up in, what, Minneapolis, Minnesota, doing a conference, and you're waiting on your rental car. Share with our listeners what happened and the email you got because of that, happenstance.
We got an amazing email on Saturday, and this guy emailed me, and he said, you met my wife at the Alamo car rental counter at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. And what happened was, I was standing in line, and I was the next one up, and both people were being waited on. So I turned to the lady behind me and said, hey, how you doing? That's a great way to start with anybody, you know, just being friendly to people. That's a great way Christians should be with anybody anyways. And so I said, do you live up here in Minneapolis? She said, no. I said, well, what'd you come up for? She said, a funeral. Well, see, now I've got a very easy
one heartbeat. Somebody exactly had their heart not beat, didn't they?
And so I said, well, who died? And she said, my husband's brother. I had two copies of One Heartbeat Away, and I knew I didn't have a long time because I was next in line to go up. I took One Heartbeat Away out. Got her name, began to sign up for, explain the book tours we'll do over these 12 weeks here, and just explained to her what it was about, really short, probably 60 to 90 seconds. Told her it helped a lot of people with grief and stuff like that. Gave it to her. Bingo, I'm the next one up, and they called me, so I'm over there. 2 weeks later, I got an email on Saturday. Her husband read the book. He made it back to Fort Lauderdale, and he told me that book so impacted his life. He now knew. I always write in the book, and the truth shall make you free, and he emailed me back, said, I now know I'm free. He said, would you please send a copy of this to my nephew? Now, this would be the nephew of his brother that just died. So within just a 3-minute conversation, God took that, took the book, changed one man's life. Now he wants that book into his nephew's life to make sure his life is changed, and he knows where he's going when he's going to take his last heartbeat.
Friends, are you afraid to share your testimony? Are you afraid to ask somebody about eternal life? Right now, you have learned a great question. How many times does your heart beat every day? What happens when it beats the last time? Friends, this great book, One Heartbeat Away, is a must for your library. It's a must for your church library. It is an absolute must for your public school library. It's great. We're going to find out in chapter one, in the next segment, how to discuss the bang theory. Friends, if your kids are 5th grade through 12th grade or even in college, they are being force-fed evolution as a theory. How do we refute that? What questions can we ask to get people not to believe the Big Bang? Well, that's for the next segment. In chapter one, and friends, if your children go to a private Christian school or private school, you need to get copies to put in that library so all the kids there get a read about One Heartbeat Away. Pastor Mark, Pastor Evangelist?
It's all good with me.
So winner. How about Brother Mark?
There we go.
Hey, One Heartbeat Away, Your Journey into Eternity. Right there in the intro, you talk about Robin Williams and a comment he made jokingly about death. Now, this is not in his current movie. I don't know if I want to see it. But
right.
You talk about Robin Williams making the statement, death is nature's way of saying your table's ready. Now, have others made light of death, and do you kind of quote some of those in your intro?
We have a lot of interesting quotes in this book from secular people and just different statements they've made, and you really look at the flippant nature that people give toward death. And what's interesting about that, so do a lot of just regular people that I run into, and it's just kind of flippant. Well, it's okay because I'm just going to reincarnate into something else so I can do whatever I want to in this life. And then they just kind of, just flip, so it's just going to be over with, so I'm just going to eat, drink, be merry, for today we live and tomorrow we die. Just a real flippant attitude towards death. But the thing we must remember is, we'll do this later in one of the segments, how to prove the Bible is true. There is not a soul that has died. Not Frank Sinatra, not Pat Tillman, the soldier that died, not Peter Jennings that died. No matter what soul died and went to heaven or died and went to hell, would ever come back to planet Earth and be flippant about death, because they know how real hell is. They know how real heaven and Jesus is, and that's a funny thing that Satan's trying to do, make people just really flip it, not really care about it. But the thing is, when you take your last heartbeat, everybody's going to care on that day.
Our youngest son's wife gave birth to our fifth granddaughter. It was a joyous time, but 2 days later she suffered a massive stroke, and it's real close to my heart right now as one of her beats in the near future be her last. But she's doing better. We thank you for your prayers, friends. Two ladies, a mother and a daughter, driving in the rain, were overcome by the rising water and the swiftness thereof, and they couldn't get out of their car, and they died. A mother and a daughter were caught in the rising water, and they drowned. Pastor Mark, will death eventually happen to each of us?
The thing we have to remember, Terry, is that old or young isn't determined on when we're born or how old we are. Old or young is determined on when we die. If you're 17 and you're going to die a week from now, if you're 17, you're going to die at 70, you're a very young person. If you're 17 and you're going to die a week from now, you're a very old person. See, we think old in our culture is getting frail, a nursing home, a walker, a wheelchair, a cane. That's the significance, gray hair, of being old. That's actually not a true statement. See, because when it comes down to a heartbeat, the heart beats, okay? Every one of us is beating, but we don't know is when it takes the last heartbeat. And so like the example you gave, yes, not an example, a true story of a mother and a daughter. One was so much younger than the other, but they were both very, very old because they took the last heartbeat. And so since every one of us is going to do it, matter of fact, it should be at the forefront of our thoughts. Okay, what happens when I do take the last one, and where am I going at that moment?
When you ask someone, you have time to ask, first of all, how many times your heart beat every day, and you have time to conclude with what is most important in their life. Do you find that as a good closing question? What is the most important? What is most important in your life?
Sure, because what that question does, it just crystallizes what is the most meaningful thing happening. So when I ask people, what is the most important thing in your life, it's fascinating to get the answers from people's job, to their family, to their bank account, to just all different things that they'll throw in there. Many times, then I'll throw in another question. Okay, so the day you die, what will be the most important thing on that day? I had a guy one day tell me his family was the most important thing in this life. So when you die, I said, what do you think will be the most important thing? He returned and said, my family. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, your family? I said, what do you mean your family? He said, I want to make sure I've left behind enough money to take care of my family once I've died. I said, sir, I said, don't you think the most important thing ought to be where you're going to spend eternity and making sure your family comes there with you? Oh, my goodness, Terry. His wheels began to spin behind his eyes. I said, I have never thought about that before. But yet that's a lot more important to make sure there's finances left behind to take care of a family. It's where you're going in this lifetime that really, really matters.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Well, you're in such a hurry there, fella. Where are you going? What happens when your heart beats the last time? Friends, this is just the intro to One Heartbeat Away. If you've liked this segment, you're going to love the next 8 to 10 to 12 weeks. There are 12 wonderful chapters in One Heartbeat Away. We just scratched the surface a little bit. There in the intro, it has a little synopsis of what does Hinduism teach? What about the Jewish Bible, Islam, Buddhist, atheists, the New Agers? What do they believe? Friends, you got to have a little knowledge if you're going to share the gospel. Are you sharing the gospel with others? Friends, ask that question. How many times? Hey, friend, how many times does your heart beat? What a lead-in question. Pastor Mark, you travel the globe, travel the nation, travel the states, teaching young and old alike how to witness and how to bear fruit. Is that your...
My goodness, you know, look how simple this is. There are 1 billion Christians on planet Earth, evangelicals, okay? That's what the numbers say. Let's use it for the sake of argument. If each one of us share our faith with 5 and 6 people, gave you 1 week to do it, 1 week every single person on planet Earth would have had a one-on-one conversation about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's literally that easy. But we want to keep flying over to other countries to witness and stuff like that. How about just in Houston? How about going to Rice University? How about going to a mall? How about just going to work and throwing a question out there and sharing your faith? So that's what we try to do, is train people up to feel confident and equipped, knowing they serve a risen Savior. Come on now. What's the worst thing that can happen to me? Satan's going to kill me? Oh, no, I get to go be with Jesus? No, don't hurt my feelings or nothing now, okay? We got to get back to being those bold, righteous warriors that we read about in the Scriptures.
You know, what about pulling my grill from my backyard to the front part of my driveway, bringing out about 3 dozen Franks, and some buns and some relish and a cooler of bottled water, maybe some soft drinks and a few extra lawn chairs about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon when my neighbors are walking the sidewalk. You know, they're going to stop. Some are going to eat. Some are going to partake. And I'll have a chance to just to share with 80% of my neighbors who go to church more than 4 times a year in the greater Houston area.
That's exactly right. We need to be loving into their lives and speaking truth into their lives. I always tell people, what we need to give the world is 2 things that the world can't give them. And the world can't give them truth. As you see, as we keep going through this book, the world continues to lie. The other thing the world can't give people is unconditional love. So if we give people truth and unconditional love, you're trying to tell me they're not going to be interested in that? I beg to differ.
They want truth. They want love. And they're hurting. Over half the people on my street, just like me, are in the middle of a life crisis. That's what James Dobson says. 50% of the people that you encounter every day are in the middle of a life crisis. The other half are just coming out, or before they get home tonight, they're going to be in the middle of a life crisis. And if 80% of our neighbors don't have a relationship with the God of the universe, what hope do they have? What hope do they have? Pastor Mark, we're out of time, but before we go, there may be a listener that is touched. We're gonna give away some copies of One Heartbeat Away in the commercial break, but someone may want to accept Jesus Christ right now. We ask the believers to pray that a soul will be added to the kingdom right now, that angels will be rejoicing and they'll be praising in heaven, but somebody needs to be guided in prayer. Pastor Mark's.
All you have to do is look at the Ten Commandments at your mirror, and once you know you've broken those commandments, you need to repent and come to Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the listeners out there. Father God, draw people unto the truth of your word. Father God, they've broken your law, and once you're guilty in a courtroom, you're going to get the punishment. But Father, if they'll repent, surrender to your Son, Jesus Christ, and let the cleansing blood of your Son wash us as pure and as white as snow. Father, that's the only answer they need in this time, this life and the life to come. So we thank you for it. Father, draw people to you, and we ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer and don't have a Bible, call me at the number we give out. But say, Terry, not only send me a free copy of One Heartbeat Away, but send me a free New Testament. And we will do that. We're going to give away that right now. That number is going to be given out by our announcer right now. God bless you, Pastor Mark.